Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jane Pollock is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jane is a really good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is an author of a couple of books, including Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L Proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. She's an outstanding speaker and a very, very successful business coach. She helps companies like yours and mine, small business CEOs like you and me, put our best foot forward in the marketplace, make sure that we have our attitudes straight and our fundamentals right. Jane Pollock, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Jane, you're going to be our Pollyanna today, aren't you?
You know, I think what I bring is the entrepreneurial spirit, which is you can't put it out. So that's what I'm going to, you know, you call it Pollyanna. I'm going to call it the entrepreneurial spirit, which is indomitable.
I call it pathological optimism.
I'll take it.
Do you remember the glad game that Pollyanna played in the movie?
I love that movie.
Yes, I
love
did too.
That movie.
Well, see, I fell in. I've actually revealed this before, Jane. That was Haley Mills was my first
that's
love.
Right. Mine too.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Well,
all right. She was wonderful. She transcended.
She did. But I'll never forget that. I mean, I was just a little guy, just 10, 11 years old, and I was so amazed. I watched the movie twice before I left the theater, and I was so heartbroken though, Jane, later when I found out that she was a year older than me.
That was way too big a gap.
As an 11-year-old, you just couldn't have stuff like that, you know.
Exactly.
But anyway, I remember she played the glad game. Remember, she always found a way to be happy about stuff, and so I've had a lot of fun on that over the years. But the truth is, there's a lot of concern and anxiety, and in fact, fear going on around right now, Jane, and how do we stay positive? How do we get up in a time like this?
Well, I love that you bring that up, and I think there are two ways to go. You can go down the path of gloom and doom, and you know exactly where that leads. But if you know the glad game today is, what are you grateful for? To turn mm-hmm. around in your own mind, you know, that you're breathing without an oxygen tent, that you're able to walk, that you begin to change your own mindset, and then look at the relationships that you do have. Look at the money that is coming in. Look at the skills that you do have. Because it starts in our head, and my big belief is that the second you're in action, those gremlins go away. So do something every day to stay positive. It may be calling somebody who's really positive and just saying, today I'm going to commit to making 3 calls. I'm going to have coffee with this prospect. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send out a flyer. But staying in action, they will grab you and strangle you if you lie on the couch in the fetal position. They're out there. The voices are there. And we all know that. So we're being called upon big time to project and to get into a much more positive mindset.
Well, one of the things that I try to do, Jane, and I love what you just said, and it's so important, and one of the ways I try to make that happen myself is I try to have something to look forward to every day. Even if it's a little teeny tiny something.
Like having me on the phone today, Jim.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
You're done for today.
I just didn't get it out quick enough. That's exactly, I got up today and I said, you know what? What's my happy thought for today? It's going to be Jane. That's it.
Yeah.
But the thing is that even if it's just a little bitty success, a little bitty win, somebody agreeing to buy $5 worth of stuff from me, whatever it might be, it could be a small thing, or it could be a big thing. But here's the thing, Jane. We have to start that ball in motion ourselves, don't we?
I totally agree. It begins with you. And so you take the step out. You initiate the phone call. You show up at the networking event. Because I think that when people are together, the positive energy flows. And that when we're in our own separate little cages, that it, you know, those voices just get louder and louder. So we need to connect. I'm feeling so. We went to the movies the other night, and the theater was so alive.
Wow.
People, you can go to the movies. You can, you know, for $6 or $10 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you can go and entertain yourself. There are things you can do in this economy, and I think people are hungry for connection, particularly that, and that we're okay. That, you know, look at all the people that went to Washington. We're breathing. We're okay. We're a nation. We're united. And so we're, you know, money's tight now. Things are different. But,
yep.
you know, we're moving forward, always moving forward.
Well, I think one of the things to do, one of the things that I've tried to do to make something happen is to propose something to a customer. It could be a little thing. It could be a big proposal. It could be a small one. It could be asking them to do something, asking them for what. It doesn't have to be for a sale. Even it could just be, hey, what if we delivered to you on Tuesdays and Thursdays instead of 5 days a week? That would help us. And then anticipate and then wait for their answer. They're going to come back in a week or so. I mean, then you've put something in motion. You've made something happen that somebody's got to respond to, and you get to look forward to that.
In coaching, we call it forwarding the action, and that's what brings about change and excitement.
Forwarding the action.
Forwarding the action.
I like that. Folks, that's going to be on the test. Write that down. Go ahead, Jane.
The other thing, I say barter. You know, I have a woman who's been wanting my services, and she's a brilliant graphic designer. And after going back and forth trying to put together a group and she couldn't get enough people interested, I said, would you like to coach one-on-one? And I use her work all the time. What if we just exchange services? We both come out richer for that.
Right.
You know, we both know it. I say, go out and demonstrate what you do. Sign up for a continuing ed class and give it away. Or do it for, you know, $40 for the evening. But use your gifts. It's so important. That's what God gave us. That's why we were put on earth. So give a demonstration. Talk at the library. And then change what you offer to meet your clients' needs right now. I have a room and I have a conference room that I use for my mastermind groups, which have not filled. So what I'm going to do is, on the dates that I have that room anyhow, I'm going to make a different offer. Come for a state of your union. You know,
mm-hmm.
sit down with, you know, 10 other entrepreneurs and ask questions. Talk about what's going on. And instead of $200, it'll be $75,
right.
which is more affordable today. But, you know, take what you have and tweak it and then do something with it. Don't let it sit there and rot.
Well, see, what you just said is you just said you were being creative about how you looked at your business and how you looked at how other people would respond to you. And so you came up with a creative alternative. And what I found, and I've said this before, is in my life, and I've lived through a bunch of these, Jane, these kinds of downturns, and I found that whenever things were the toughest for me was when I was the most creative.
Yes.
And I don't mean defensive creative. I mean good creative. I want you to
entrepreneurial creative.
And I know you've had at least one other recession beside this one, so I know you're at least that old. So I'll get you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. 20 after. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, on the wrong side of the clock. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jane Pollock is our guest.
I spend a lot of money and I spend a lot of time.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage, because you can find lots and lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free. We'll send it to you by email on Sunday afternoon and get you ready for the week ahead. Also, check out my blog while you're there and our knowledge base and lots of stuff, including all the wisdom and the outstanding information that Jane Pollock has left us over the years and is still doing so even as we speak. She's our guest, author of The Sole Proprietor. And Jane, we need your website too, please.
Jane Pollock, POLLAK.com. And I blog too pretty regularly, so take a look there, janepollockblog.com.
That's good. And they can find that from the website too.
Yes, there's a,
okay.
there's
and the
a link
book,
right to it.
And your books are there?
Sole Proprietor,
everything?
Yes.
All that
yes.
stuff? Okay, good.
Yes.
Jane, we're talking about being positive. We're talking about, we were talking as we went to the break about some of the other things we can do to stay positive. What are your thoughts?
Well, you had mentioned, you know, having lived through others, and I think the
philosophy
that this too shall pass is a great one, that this is not the way it's going to be for the rest of our lives. I think when 9/11 hit, that was That was probably like our Pearl Harbor. You know, mm-hmm. what is the world going to be like? And my strategy during that was to get back to my artwork, because when I was doing my art, I knew things were changing on the outside, but that I had to do something that would really emit positive energy. It's the same thing, you know, and mm-hmm. things shifted and got better and, you know, and changed. I think we're in the same thing. I don't know what it is, but stay with your gifts right now, and the world will
stay
change.
With
I'm
your
not
gifts.
Making the world change. Yeah,
I
use
like
your
that.
Gifts is my big,
and don't,
my big advice.
And don't, you know, somebody said, I heard somebody who was last week, one of my guys, I'll think of his name in a minute, said, don't waste the crisis. That's what he said. Don't waste this crisis. Isn't that great?
That's great. That's
don't
great.
Waste this crisis. See, this is what I worry about, Jane, with some of the young people, that they're thinking that the government is going to solve this crisis and we're going to get through this. A crisis like this is where you earn your bones, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
This is where you pay your dues. You cut your teeth on these kinds of things. So two things: you appreciate when things are good. Number two, if it ever happens again, you can say, you know what? I've been thrown out of better places than this. I can live through this.
That's exactly right.
And people, customers like doing business with survivors, don't they?
Absolutely. I'm not going anywhere. I heard somebody say they were afraid to buy gift cards at certain stores because they didn't know that they would still be in business.
Right.
Well, you know, my showing up and advertising and blogging and doing all that says, I'm here to stay. There is nothing
right.
throwing me off the road right now.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the survival attitude that I've been encouraging my audience to have at a minimum in 2009, that I'm going to survive.
And you know what, Jim? It starts with you. It starts with, you know, are you exercising? Are you eating well? Are mm-hmm. you in relationship? Are you, you know, spiritually based? Are you centered? Because if you can do that, what happens is people are so thrown off their game and they don't have a center. So make sure that you stay centered. Go for your walk. Go for your swim. You know, go work out with somebody. Do that and, you know, and take care of yourself first so you have it to give away.
The other thing I worry about, and that's so well said, Jane, but the other thing I worry about adding on to what you just said, is that we get the idea that we're not supposed to be happy during this time. That you know what? This is a year in your life. This is a couple of years in your life. Why are we, you know, just because the economy's bad, I mean, yeah, that's a strain. Yes, that makes us unhappy at times. But you know, that's not a, this is not a, we don't need to give up on the wonderful parts of life.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all, that misery loves company. I say, you know, this is America. This is what we do. We have the freedom to be whatever we want to be, so use it. Demonstrate it to everybody else. You know, don't go down with this ship. You know, don't bring the ship down. You know, row,
right.
paddle, do whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You can.
Bail. You know, bail. Another thing, Jane, I'd like your thoughts on. You know, we have a new administration, and I'm really worried that we put so much expectations on the new president that we don't, we're sort of losing sight of the fact that the key to our own future is not Barack Obama. It's Jane Pollock and Jim Blassingame.
It's us, and I believe that he will put it squarely on our shoulders. Here are the opportunities. Here's the country we live in. Do something. JFK did the same thing. He had the whole exercise program.
Mm-hmm.
Let us get physically fit. Every one person, every student in this country should be able to walk or run a mile. And I think Obama is going to have the same expectation of us, and I think we need that. We need to have somebody to raise the bar for us. We've gotten fat and happy, and I think we're really not happy. I think we really need to step up and take charge and take responsibility for our own mess.
How are your clients responding when you give them this attitude? Are they buying it?
Yes, I had a party January 12th. I had 80 women show up, and what I did was I had each of them introduce themselves and say something they were proud of from 2008, and it was so uplifting. We rocked the room we were in. It was incredible.
Wow. 80 women. Did you have to have a permit to assemble or anything?
I'm telling you, everybody wanted in. We were like a magnet. And what happened from that was that people started forging relationships, doing business. It happens. There is
you can't be a caveman in 2009, can you?
No hiding.
And I'm using that, you know, in the broad sense, right? Because I don't think the women don't want to be cave women, right?
Or turtles or anything
turtles,
else.
Turtles, you know, yeah, the turtle thing, that's
no
good,
hiding.
Too. Hey,
no
thanks,
hiding.
Jane. It's a good
My
job
pleasure,
today. We'll
Jim.
See you next
Thank
time.
You. Bye-bye.
Jane Pollock at janepollock.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.